FM presents to you What's the Topic? What's the Topic? Topic.
What's up, what's up? This is your boy DJ Nash, aka Fearless Eagle, in the studio doing the most. Yeah, I'm right here enjoying the session, loving you guys. Yes, loving it. We're gonna be keeping it real today, and today's topic is gonna be really interesting because it's one of those topics. You know, I actually did one on Instagram, I did one on Facebook, I did one on Twitter, all of this, you know, even Insta Space, yeah, all those things. You know, there's even some other grams that we do not know about, like every single time, even this new Reddit, not really new, but Reddit is there. There's like all of these things. So today's topic is gonna be really, really awesome because the topic is TikTok. I know it sounds like the clock, you know, busy ticking and talking. Yes, that's what it sounds like, but that's what we're gonna be talking about, TikTok. And for those who don't know TikTok, TikTok is like a social media, you know, like your Instagram and all those stuff. Yes, that's TikTok for you. So that's the topic for today, TikTok. And we're gonna look at how TikTok actually is, what is the purpose of TikTok, and yeah, what is really happening on the platform. What do you benefit from that? So that those are like some of the things that we're gonna look at. And you, maybe you also one of the people that are on TikTok, so yeah, you should also share some input. Yeah, I want that as well, so make sure you say some input, not share. Not okay, there was a word I said that I was trying to re-say, but I couldn't say it. So yeah, basically we're gonna talk about TikTok. This is going to be really awesome because I'm going to give you active worship, visions, and dreams are the language of the spirit. Yeah, this is active worship with vision and dreams.
Hey, what's going on? This is Adam Gilly, and you are listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
The language of your spirit. The unknown is revealed through the power of the fourth dimension. I may not see it through the eyes of my flesh. I have conceived it through the power of faith. All things work together. Remind me of your endless mercy. When the wind starts to blow, when I find it hard to see my direction, I may not feel it yet, but you work it out, Lord. I'll keep believing. Jesus, you're my breakthrough. All things work together for my.
A lot of trouble with you. I turn to when I'm in a lot. I pray to
coming back into it, we're gonna do the most. We're doing the most, yeah. So, TikTok is the topic. Yeah, TikTok is the topic. TikTok is the topic for those who do not know what it is. Yeah, so I'm gonna be basically revealing what TikTok is, because there's people that don't know what it is. Yeah, it's actually a reality, you know. Before, I didn't used to know TikTok existed. And yeah, you know, when I got exposed to it, I was like, okay, what is TikTok and why does it exist, you know, all those things. And as time goes on, you get to sit down and look into these things and actually find out what is this thing, like, why does it exist. And you find some interesting information and you're like, wow, okay. But for those who don't know what TikTok is a Chinese iOS and Android social media video app for creating and sharing short lip syncs. Yep, that is what TikTok is. So obviously there's also comedy and talent videos involved. And the app basically was launched in 2017, and imagine me, I only found out about this app this year. So it was like, okay, so that was basically interesting. So 2017, that's when it came out, and yeah, it was released then and launched by the Chinese developer ByteDance. Yeah, basically like the company, you know, that's the company. And yeah, it was basically for marketing, you know, it was for the market outside, you know, China. And it was interesting. Yeah, you know, like they actually did the most. So that is what TikTok is, for those who do not know what TikTok is and the purpose of TikTok. I mentioned it. So if you are not listening, I'm gonna say a quiz. In fact, I'm gonna do a quiz. And if you do not get the answer right, you're gonna be missing out on some hampers and all those stuff. Just kidding. You know, I just wanted to make sure that I got your attention. Yes, I got your attention. Span. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yo, if you don't know what I'm saying, then you better make sure that you know what I'm saying. Yeah, so for those who don't know what ByteDance is, it's basically a company, you know, they the ones that made TikTok, and they are based in Beijing. So it's a company based in Beijing. It was founded in 2012 by Yang Yiming. Yes, you know, these Chinese people, Indian or Japanese or yeah, whatever you call them. I don't know where he came from, but yeah, Yang Yiming. Yeah, there's some people out there would pronounce it depending on yeah where you come from. Some people would say Yang Yining, other people say Yang Yining. I'll stick to Yang Yining. So that is basically the guy. And yeah, it's interesting how TikTok came into being. And TikTok basically, it looked interesting, still looks interesting. And if you go and actually do research, you'll even see a screenshot of what TikTok is. And something that I can say is it's popular, eh? It's actually popular, and it's popular in the United States. You know, you got people from USA, you got people from SA. I don't know if they started back then, but me, I started noticing SA like this year on TikTok. That's when I started noticing. So the developers are ByteDance. That's the company. It was initially released 3 years ago, you know, in September 2016, and then officially, you know, it was well known in 2017 and all those stuff. So that's basically what happened. And the stable release, you know, it was basically 28 October 2019, which was version 13.5.3. That is basically the latest, you know, that came out. And the operating system that it was released for is iOS and Android. Imagine, not even Windows and all those other people, you know, that make stuff. And yeah, it's interesting. That's why you can't even get it online. Imagine, it's like, yeah, it's interesting. So even online you can't. And yeah, I thought you could get it online unless you wanna use a Windows PC and install an emulator on there. But there's things that are involved, like cameras, you know, mics and all the stuff. If you're gonna get your own camera connected to the PC, and yeah, feel free, you can do that. But I see that there's a lot of work. Now, looking into the size of the app, it's interesting because iOS always loves big stuff, but when you look at the app itself, iOS, you know, the iOS version is basically 308.3 megabytes. Now, that is, for me, it's a lot, eh? It's actually a lot for this app, because this app, when I look at it, it's like, it's a simple app, eh? It's actually a simple app to me. That's what I think. And then you look at the Android version, it's 80.19 megabytes. That's more, man. That for me, I feel like that is proper. And then the app itself is available in 33 languages. Yep, 33 languages. And some of them is basically Arabic, you know, Bengali, you know, all these type of languages that you find out there. You know, obviously your English, French, German, Greek, Hindi, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, you know, Canada, you know, Korean, you know, like Turkish, Chinese, you know, traditional Chinese, Thai, you know, Vietnamese. Hey, there's all of these different interesting languages. So it's available in all of those languages, but there's 33 languages that it's available in. Then, yeah, it's a video sharing app. It's a video sharing app. You know, yeah, you obviously got your WhatsApp, you know, which is messaging and videos and audio, you know, all those things. And this one is strictly videos. It's just videos. That's what it is. Yeah, and it's really interesting. So if you want to go check it out, go on to the website, which is www.tiktok.com. You won't see everything about TikTok. So there are just some of the things that I wanted to share, you know, concerning TikTok. So don't go anywhere. We got more stuff to share. Me and you, we got more stuff to share about TikTok, and I would love to interact with you guys. Like, make sure you're always communicating with me, you know, on Facebook, on Instagram, everywhere. Make sure, please, I am begging you. So here is another awesome jam that you're going to enjoy. Love the music. Get ready to dance. I'm ready. We'll be right back.
Jesus will stay.
The exceptional new act of worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
Resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracles unfolding, magnificent.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
So, looking at TikTok, you know, going into it, there's more stuff that we actually need to know about TikTok. Now, if you look at TikTok, you know, in 2018, the application gained popularity, which is basically what I was saying, you know, like it was released obviously before 2018. It was released in 2016, and then that's when people started noticing it in your 2017, you know, that year, that's when they started noticing. But now, if you look at the history of the TikTok app, in 2018, that's when the application basically gained popularity and became the most downloaded app in the US, you know, in October 2018. And it was the first Chinese app to actually do so. So that is actually interesting. You know, the Chinese people, yeah, they create stuff. But TikTok was the first one in 2018 to actually gain that amount of popularity. And something that was actually interesting, you know, is basically what happened, you know, in terms of the app itself, like how it became, you know, popular in a way, if I can put it that way. It was like really, really interesting because of how it became popular. So yeah, you got the 2018, suddenly the popularity went up, skyrocketing, and it was available in over 150 markets and in 45. It went beyond 45 languages, you know. Earlier on, we said that obviously 33 languages is available in all those languages. But in 2018, it went to 75 languages. It was available in 75 languages, basically. In February 2019, which is this year, TikTok together with Douyin. The Y wants to come out as W. I don't understand if it's Greek or what language is taking over. Maybe it's French, I don't know. Yeah, we'll just check it out later to see which language pronounces the Y as the W. But Douyin, in basically this year, February, hit one of basically 1 billion downloads globally, excluding the Android, you know, installs in Chinese. But that's basically what happened with the TikTok app this year. So it was like really, really interesting. And obviously there's things like your evolution that's involved, you know, evolution of the TikTok app. And it's like really interesting. So obviously when you go into your evolution, you find that Douyin basically was launched by ByteDance, which is the same company in China, you know, that actually made the TikTok app as well. So they made these two apps, you know, which were really interesting. And in China, basically the Douyin app was basically launched in September 2016, and that's when they made it, you know. The TikTok language, but the TikTok app was made. And yeah, Douyin was developed in 200 days. That's basically how long it took them. And within a year, got over 100 million users with more than 1 billion video views every single day. Imagine, every single day. So TikTok was launched in the international market in September as well, 2017. So in the market 2017. So that's basically a year later, on the 23rd of January 2018, the TikTok app basically ranked first. It came out as first amongst the free mobile apps. So that's basically what happened. And yeah, the downloads on the app store in Thailand and other countries, they are the ones that, got it to be up there. So those countries, they were like, hey, we getting this app, man. Like, we gonna get this app, and we don't care what people say. This is our app. Yeah, TikTok has been downloaded about 80 million times in the United States. Imagine 80 million times and 800 million times worldwide, according to the data, obviously, from your mobile research firm, you know, Sensors Tower, that basically excludes, you know, Android users in Chinese, you know, China, in Chinese, I was going to say in Chinese, but in China. So that's basically what is happening. And it was like really interesting. So in November, obviously, 2018, other stuff happened. And yeah, TikTok, you know, went on some other level. And it was really interesting. So it's actually interesting to find out that there's apps like this, you know, that, yo, it inspires me. Like, I wanted to do IT, and it's really interesting because I love creating, you know. I have a mind that loves creating. So I wanted to do IT, and specifically I wanted to go into your software development, you know. So I was going to develop a software, and, you know, Play Store there, and then boom, there's the software helping people's lives and all those things. So it's actually interesting what technology does and what you can do with technology. So that is TikTok. Now, when you come back, you better make sure that you're sharing some stuff with me, commenting, and making sure that you send me personal messages, you know, direct DM, yeah, you know, on Instagram, DM me, direct message me, so that I can know exactly what you want me to mention on the show. I'm gonna give you a breather right now. Coming back to close.
Thank you very much. You guys are listening to the hottest radio station ever, playing the hottest music. Yeah.
So that's basically some of the history, you know, concerning the TikTok app. And yeah, basically, even myself, I'm on the TikTok app. Yes, I am on there as Fearless Eagle. Yes. So I'm not saying that it's bad. In fact, I actually love it, and it's really interesting. So yeah, the TikTok app, I enjoy it because for me, I love the creativity that's actually on that app. And go check it out and let me know what you think of the app. But yeah, this is your boy Fearless Eagle closing, signing out. And yeah, I'm gonna see you next week, same time, same place. If it's in the morning, good morning to you. If it's in the evening, good evening to you. If it's in the afternoon, good afternoon to you. I know I like went from morning to the night to the afternoon. Yeah, that's what I did. And you know, we do that here on What's the Topic. Don't forget to catch me here on What's the Topic, and go check out our website and the other shows. So our website is www.activefm.co.za. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. Share the word, share the shows. Thank you for your support and downloads. I will see you next week. Peace out and God bless. Activefm, try to do this hot music.